production of Scene. WhatShow.com.
Hi, welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I'm Mr. Brown, and this is See What Show, the movie, TV, and DVD podcast for regular people.
And this is Steve.
This is Movie Mama.
We're using new mics, that's why we sound so good.
It looks weird, huh?
Yeah, it's like this giant thing pointing at our faces. We're using Heil PR40s, which we just bought. So if we sound better, it's because of these mics, not because Steve is witty.
Poor thing, Steve.
On anyway. See What Show today, we are doing The Fountain.
Mm-hmm, 20 centimeters.
And The Bridge to Terabithia.
Okay, that's a good, difficult word to say.
That's why I have to say it slowly.
Say it very slowly. I say that sound like a bad word.
Let's just not go there and see.
Yeah. Like,
but before we go there, what's showing this week? Now we can't see you. And what's showing this week, my friends?
We've got Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
The third installment of Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 3.
I would have watched this by the time you guys hear this show. So I'll tell you more about it when I watch it.
There are spiders involved.
Two this time.
Peter Parker, and he fight a bad guy.
Hey, don't score bad word.
It got a lot of bad guys.
A lot of new bad guys. Got Peter Parker.
Hey, don't score bad word.
Then got Sandman. Then got the Venom. Then got a goblin son. Uh-huh. The blue goblin.
Still have Never Mary mind. Jane.
Still got Mary Jane. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, but got Gwen Stacy this time.
It's very exciting. So Spider-Man, we'll be looking forward to it. What else is there? The cadaver?
The passion.
The passion.
Okay. I'm sure all of y'all would have seen this in the newspapers, man.
Nothing to do with Mel Gibson, right?
No, nothing to do. But it's got something very holy on the cover.
Yeah, this woman in white.
Yeah, the moment you see it.
Bread holding a dagger right there.
The moment you see that ad, it's probably just go, holy shit.
Oh, it's not a Yangtze movie, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's R21.
Okay, so can I go?
It's touted as this year's most thrilling sex movie.
Oh. You mean there are like unthrilling sex movies? I mean, like, okay.
I'm trying to think.
What's it about? What do you think it's about?
I'm thinking it's a ripoff of like, what's that movie with Michael Douglas and Sharon Stone?
Oh, Basic Instinct?
Yeah.
And it's follow-up stinker, Basic Instinct 2?
Basic Instinker.
God, that was bad.
I know.
But his joke sounds so witty even with the new mics, you know.
And don't hit the mic stand when you talk.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, I think, I don't know. I think the only reason why we wanted to bring it up is because of the poster. Yeah.
Okay, so everyone's going to watch this movie because of the poster.
And still showing in the theatres this week.
We have 200 Pound Beauty.
Is it 200 Pound or 200 Pounds?
Pound.
Pounds.
Pound.
It's pounds in some web pages.
Sala.
Is it? In the newspaper, I put pound.
Alamak.
200 Pound Beauty.
That means I write wrongly last week.
Oh. Oops, I see. But, okay, 200 Pound Beauty, all right? So last week we spoke about 200 Pound Beauty, and it's still showing, and I think you guys should watch it because it's got, you know, the sweet girl, she's a singer, but she's really fat, and I know that's an ugly word, but it's true, okay? She's in this hideous fat suit, and she goes all out to try to win the heart of this man that she loves. Quite cute, lah. So I think go catch it if you really want a rom com and if you like Korean movies and you like that kind of style, right? Then yeah, lah, why not?
Don't worry, she doesn't remain fat and ugly for long. She's beautiful and slim for 3/4 of the movie.
The point is, she was beautiful from the beginning.
Oh, is it?
Dagger eyes.
Okay.
Okay. yeah, but go
so.
Catch it. Yeah.
See what show? Review time.
Okay, on to the reviews. We are going to talk about, what was that movie you guys watched?
20 centimeters.
Okay.
Now, before I continue, I must warn that this is an R21 flick, okay? So those guys who are like, I don't know, secondary school,
Army also cannot go.
Army cannot. Oh yeah.
Too young.
Yeah, okay. So sorry, boys and girls.
Sorry, you can use guns to people die, but you cannot
unless
watch this show.
Unless you got a fake ID or something, then yeah.
Just load this. Then just play on your earphones or don't play on speaker.
Yeah.
So anyway,
you can defend this country, but you can't watch this movie. Okay.
So 20 centimeters. Now I've been hungry for a good plot for a long time. So when Steve told me, this one has narcoleptic transvestite set in Madrid, Spain, who wants to cut off her. 20 centimeters worth, no, that's 8 inches, okay, for you guys out there. God gave him this huge
pecker.
and thank you to achieve yeah not to achieve love, but then it stands in the way, okay, of
you knew we were gonna laugh at that, right?
I totally didn't mean it, la.
Stands in the way. That was good.
Dirty minds, dirty minds. Okay,
so what about his Johnson?
Well, it is in the way of, you know, her achieving her dreams. And I keep saying her because if you watch this movie, she's actually very feminine, okay? So I was sold and I want to watch it. But what I didn't expect, because I was told, yeah, it's a comedy and everything, right? But I didn't expect all these musical numbers, you know?
It's a Spanish musical.
Something like that. Huh. Something like that. But first, let's go into...
Jingle.
Yeah. It's not Jingle.
And stop
like,
knocking into the...
It's not me.
Because I got the boom.
It wasn't me. I didn't move.
Fine. Okay,
let's talk about her 20cm. I'm sorry, the movie 20cm.
Hey, excuse watch it.
Just because you don't have... Okay, this Spanish film turned out to be my favorite in 2007. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, which actually is a few months only, but it shows humanity and brashness and sensuality in brutality, actually, of our world. And so I didn't expect this, right? Plus the comical music numbers and a cast of outstanding actors, I tell you, this one has my vote. The main character in particular is very endearing. Though I must admit that for the first 15 minutes, I was going... Nose. Oh my god, her nose. Because it takes up like 3/4 of her face.
So maybe the 20cm was talking about her nose.
Trust me, no.
Okay.
No. See, that's the thing, girls. If there's one reason to watch the movie, you see all 20 centimeters of it, and it's good stuff. Okay.
Actually, after the movie, Movie Mama said it wasn't that spectacular.
Oh, really?
Which one? The 20 centimeters.
Yeah. She was just trying to be nice.
Hey, let's get out of that area. Okay, just because it's R29 doesn't mean we have to.
Let's move it back.
Yeah,
up.
So she's got a really big nose. Raise okay, the game, yeah. And the character's name is Adolfo. All right, and I wasn't quite sure in the beginning whether she was played by a man or a woman. Until I actually had to go home and IMDb it.
Yeah, because the makeup was spectacular. If you look at the close-ups of her face, you could see stubble.
So he was all woman.
Well, yeah, but you see. The thing is that got me confused, right? Her breast very natural. So I had to IMDb it, lah. And I suggest that y'all go watch the movie first before trying to find out more. Because it really, that proves how good an actress or actor he is. Oh, my lord. Okay, you know what I mean. So those above 21, I say really go watch. You know, it's sexy, it's silly, it's irreverent.
And I think one of the best parts of the movie, okay, you've got a narcoleptic transvestite.
Yeah.
Who's a roommate. Is a cello playing dwarf.
He's very cute. Actually, he's very good looking, you know.
Except that he's a little on the short side.
So are they trying to find all the people who, you know, don't fit into society and fit them into one room or something? Like you've got this dwarf and then you got this, I don't know.
That's the thing, you see. This movie, I don't think it tried very hard because it was based in that area of town where you would find all these people. The Parsis, the
Chinese. Where is this? In Spain.
In Madrid.
But the best part of the movie is it's realism. Even though it was comedic and funny, especially with the dream sequences, if you guys go and watch it, all the musical numbers are actually of Marietta, which is Adolfo.
Yeah.
And she's dreaming because she's a narcoleptic.
So she dreams like she's... Okay, I won't say it, but it's very fun, guys. It's hilarious. It's so funny and it's... Yeah.
And it's very, very real.
So it's not an art film,
Oh, it's definitely not an art film.
No, but there are beautiful shots. But that doesn't mean it's an art film. I think it was very, very... There's a lot of humanity in this, you know, and I think people should watch it. Yeah, and something different. It was a breath of fresh air. I loved it. Not just for the 20cm. Trust me.
For a moment, a breath of fresh air, but then I realised.
That's a different movie.
Yeah. Mind in the Gutter.
I think that's The Passion.
Yeah, The Passion.
No, it's The Passion, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing about this movie. It's R21, but it's not dirty. There are some brutal scenes, sex scenes, but it's not dirty. And in the end, you feel for the characters, you know?
So, Movie Mama, you recommend watching 20cm?
Oh, definitely.
I also recommend.
You also?
It was fun.
Okay. That's the review we have of 20cm. Now we move on to something less fun.
Less fun?
Yeah, it's The Fountain. Perhaps it is a trap.
It is.
And what do?
We break through.
Why all got innuendo actually?
No, The Fountain, where got innuendo?
Anyway, what is The Fountain about?
The Fountain is a movie starring Hugh Jackman, or better known as Wolverine. And his friend Rachel Weisz, better known as the chick from The Mummy.
She's very pretty.
I like her. Yeah. I thought that got these two people Mummy. Can watch. Like, wow, got Rachel
good
Weisz.
Cast,
yeah, then yeah. got Hugh Jackman. Then Rachel Weisz is my favorite, right? Because she's like quite cute and everything. But
not Mrs.
then, okay, I'll tell you the story. Okay, Hugh Jackman is this guy who's trying to find the fountain of eternal life or something like that. Is the founder of eternal life, of youth, you know, and something like that, that mystical thing. And it's seen through three versions of him. Okay, three versions.
Wait, what do you mean by three versions?
Like okay, different periods of time?
Yeah. Past, present, future.
Okay.
Yeah, at first, damn confusing. Then later you realize, oh, they're trying to do this. So
I hate those kind of movies.
Yeah, la.
It's like a Tarantino movie.
Piang, eh.
No,
it's not even.
Don't insult Tarantino.
Okay, this one not even close.
He's good at what he does.
Yeah, past is this guy called Tomas, who's this Spanish dude sent by his queen
That's
of Spain.
That's the name of the dwarf.
Oh, really?
In 20 centimeters.
Oh, yeah, it's all connected.
Yeah, right,
it's all
yeah.
connected. Okay, so he's this Tomas guy who's sent by the queen of Spain, played by Rachel Weisz, to get to this mystical Mayan place.
See, Spain.
Yeah, to find Garden of Eden, because apparently some priest of hers found a dagger that points the way, points the way, to this Garden of Eden that's hidden in Mayan temple, all this.
The Mayans called it Xibalba.
Xibalba?
It was their underworld. The place that dead souls go to be reborn.
What are you talking about?
My book. I'm writing about it.
There are clouds forming over Movie Mama's head and Steve's head.
Garden of Eden and Mayan temple.
I know. It's stupid. Then apparently they believe that the tree of life that, you know, last time Adam and Eve not supposed to eat, then kind of banished from Eden one, is the Mayans have it. Okay, or know where it is, or guarding it.
Okay.
So she's gonna humtum by the Inquisitor, Grand Inquisitor, you know, it's heresy because she believes in eternal life, yada yada yada. But she's telling Tomas, go and find this tree. Come back, then we all liberate Spain together. Big love story, right? Then the present, which is the main part of the story, is Tommy. Tommy is this like surgeon guy who is trying to save his wife, Izzy, also played by Rachel Weisz. And Tommy is trying to find a cure for her brain tumor. So spends a lot of time opening up monkeys' brains and, you know, injecting shit into monkeys' brains to try to find a cure for a brain tumor. Yeah. Then he works in this very stylized lab, which is operating under gas lamp light, which is so stylized, and you can tell like it's gonna be very pretentious already, lor. And he's very angst because, you know, they're discovering good shit and he still cannot be satisfied because it's not able to save his woman. And then Izzy is like writing this book called The Fountain, which is where the movie gets it from. And she's writing about the past, like Tomas and the Queen Spain thing. So that's how it's connected. And then there's this future version of Tommy who is traveling in this globe where the Tree of Life is. And and somehow the Tree of Life got the soul of Izzy inside. And then he's botak. Then he's look like some holy creature like that. Then he's sitting, he's traveling in this snow globe looking thing, like a spaceship like that, snow globe spaceship in space, heading towards some destination about to go Nova or something like that. Everything just moves between these three. Needless to say, it was beautifully shot. But the movie was incoherent. It was pretentious.
I can tell.
Trying too hard to be deep. Look, okay, who dies like her? I mean, Izzy is like, oh, got brain tumor, no, hello. She faint. She got faint. Oh, fainting spell. Then go. Then lie on the hospital like, wow, them beautifully like that. Where got like that? No angst, no pain, no. Then some people are saying it's a work of art. If you see reviews online, there's two camps. Only people who think it's a work of art and people who hate it bits. Okay? I belong to the latter. All right? Some people say, oh, it's unlike any film I've ever seen.
Hey, don't say art film like that. La.
No.
Hey,
you
got people say incredible art film.
Art film,
okay.
Yeah. But this one is worse. Because it's unlike any film you've ever seen. Look, I've also never seen a movie about 12 bats who eat their own shit then become superhuman then fight bad guys who never return my books. But
hey, I want to watch that.
I don't mind that. But it doesn't mean the movie is good, right? Just because you've never seen it in a movie. Come on.
Yeah.
And my wife, after this, I watched this movie with her. My wife scolded me.
Finally. Good for you, Janine.
Yeah. My wife say, please give me 1.5 hours of my life back.
Oh dear.
Yeah, it's like part of a diet. You know, you just lost 1.5 hours. So it's about death and renewal and rebirth and love. That's all my wife wanted. 1.5 hours.
So I guess the only fountain we want to go back to is the one in Dota.
It's bad, man. Don't be fooled by the ratings on online, man.
It got good ratings.
God, some of them were like 7/10. Then other people are 5/10. You know something's wrong already. It's splitting people into two camps. Uh-huh. So The Fountain, if you got time, watch, just see how bad it is. But it's a pretentious load of crap, okay? That's the worst movie I've ever seen this year. Okay.
Ooh.
Let's move on.
Okay, moving on to the Bridge to Terabithia.
Wow. What do we call this place?
Terabithia.
Ever since Chronicles of Narnia came out, and you know, that was the series of books that sparked my youthful fantasies of, yeah, you know, magical kingdoms and stuff like that. I kind of figured that this movie would, you know, satisfy my need for escapism.
Did it?
Well, you'll find out.
Tell la, then. Well, must apply like, next week to be continued.
Anyway, A Bridge to Terabithia. I'm just going to call it Terabithia because the name is bloody long.
Okay.
It was slightly more than I bargained for, la.
Okay.
It's based on a cult classic book of the same name by this woman called Catherine something or other.
Oh, that was useful.
No wonder she called it therapy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Deep, it's an achievement.
Okay.
Anyway, the story revolves around the lives of two kids. Jesse, the only son in a family of like five, and all his siblings are all girls. One,
mm-hmm,
poor boy.
The actor very sweet.
He's very cute. Yeah. And his dad works overtime and just to bring in the money to take care of the family, and his mom just making sure the kids have enough to eat and enough to get to school and stuff like that. And his siblings just want to make his life a living hell.
Right.
So you think that going to school would actually help Jesse's mood because it's away from family and all, but no. As usual, la, gonna pick on by school bullies and...
Yeah, school is a vicious place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which is why I quit. No. Anyway, Jesse's only real escape is in his doodling, his drawing, which you see him in his sketchbook. He just sits down there on the bus and stuff and just draws. Wow. And it looks pretty cool.
You're really good at drawing. Like, better than any kid I've ever seen.
Oh, thanks.
So enter Leslie. She's this girl who comes from out of town.
Uh-huh.
Recently moved into Jesse's town and put in the same class, la, in the same school. And together, they learn about escapism.
Oh.
Into their own fantasy world.
Because the girl Leslie comes from a very different background. Her parents are both fictional writers, and she explores imagination with it. Whereas, like, you know, Jess kind of, even though he likes to create his own world, he's always pinned down by the obligations, helping out with the family, doing the chores. That's his life, you see.
Mm-hmm. In a way, Leslie actually teaches Jesse how to imagine.
Okay.
How to bring it from paper into his mind.
So they enter a world.
Yeah, which is they call Terabithia, and Jesse and Leslie.
Jessla. You call them Jess what?
Jess and Les Lee.
Yes.
Rule as king and queen.
Oh, they're king and queen in that world.
Yeah.
Oh. Are they good king and queen?
cannot say more.
Cannot say more.
Oh, like that. Okay, anyway, all those things. Okay.
Through their friendship, and being in this mystical, magical world of theirs, their friendship grows. And even helps them bring down the school bully.
Okay, the school bully is not inside the world, right?
No, not inside the world, but in the school they're there.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
well, like that, okay.
Okay, wait. Now, don't go thinking that this movie is all happy and shit, because it's not. There's something like a dark tragedy that happens, and kind of shows that this movie isn't just for kids. Parents, be warned,
Okay.
Yeah, be there, because it can be very... emotionally taxing. Mm.
So no good for kids, young
no,
kids.
Very good.
I think it's very good, but there are some dark themes in which I think parents who bring younger kids to might need to
explain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because as you know, a kid's world is never simple.
Okay.
It may look simple, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want kids going there and getting influenced the wrong way, I think.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. You know, obviously you're going to get the comparisons with Narnia and Harry Potter.
Yeah, how does that compare?
This one, you will cry. You will cry and cry.
Oh, no,
cry.
No epic battle thing like that.
No, you're not going to get your good conquers all story.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to get
different.
The underdog going to win everything.
Oh, I thought
this was more Enid Blyton, dare I say.
You know, in a way, I felt this movie was a lot like Pan's Labyrinth in the sense that
it's so dark.
Very,
not as dark.
Not as dark,
yeah,
but it was very
dark.
Emotional. It deals with stuff that kids' books normally don't.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it's not a Pan's Labyrinth.
So recommended.
Yes, give it a try.
Yeah,
give it a
try. I would say yes, definitely.
I think it's coming soon.
10th of May.
Yeah. Good.
Go catch it.
Bridge.
So cheesy. Go.
Bridge to Terabithia.
Terabithia. I think we should have a contest, teach people how to say the word Terabithia.
Say it faster.
Terabithia, 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 Terabithia. All right.
Hey, don't say
for the win.
That totally doesn't.
No? Mr. Brown for the win? No?
No.
That's our show for today. Thanks for listening to See What Show. We can be contacted at...
email us at tellus@seewhatshow.com.
Come talk to us on the forums at seewhatshow.com/forum.
And if you're angry about what I said about The Fountain, the movie you love so dearly, please go ahead and write us or leave a word at the forum. We welcome it.
We got shoutboxes, so.
Shoutbox on the Twitter. Mm. Go check out seewatcher.com and figure it out how to use it. Can use SMS type. Thanks for listening. This is Mr. Brown saying bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
再见.
See ya.
Don't watch The Fountain.